Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a better way to play player props or daily fantasy sports? Well, look no further than Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the leading over-under daily fantasy game. Why? Because it's so easy to use and win. You can make your picks in under 30 seconds and win up to 10 times your money in one day. Right now, we have a special offer for our viewers and listeners of the NBA Exchange. All you got to do is sign up now and use the promo code NBAEX. Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Yep, that's right. They'll match your first deposit up to $100. So, join the over 150,000 others who found a better way to play and download the Prize Picks app today. All right, guys, it is time. It is time to finally talk about the champs. I mean, the Golden State Warriors who won the NBA championship last season, a season where some people were doubting, didn't think they could do it, didn't think they could get back to the promised land. The Steph Curry show job in the finals, the heart of a champion. Last season, the Dubs had a 53-29 record. And as I said, they won the championship. This year, their over-under win total is at 52.5 games. Now, an interesting offseason for the Dubs where they lost a lot of key role players. But let's take a look at what they did. Talked about that 53-29 record last season, how they lost some key role players. Gary Payton went to Portland. Otto Porter Jr. signed with the Raptors. Juan Toscano-Anderson with the Lake Show. Damian Lee went to Phoenix. And assistant coach Mike Brown, he's now coaching the Sacramento Kings. Now, the Dubs did bring back center Kevon Looney on a three-year deal, and also signed Dante DiVincenzo and Jamichael Green. Now, I like those two signings for the Warriors that they made this offseason. I think those are players that will definitely help in their rotation. They're definitely tested. They can play, and I think they'll fit in perfectly into Steve Kerr's culture. But with the departure of all those key veteran role players that now are no longer in Golden State, a lot of the responsibility to take those minutes falls on some young guys, and there's a lot of questions around these young guys on this team. Remember center James Wiseman? Well, he should be back this season from injury, and the Dubs are going to be relying on him to play major minutes behind Kevon Looney. Is he going to be able to fill those minutes and help the team? Also, we're going to have to see Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. They're going to be asked to provide some scoring off the bench. Those three players, they're primed to get more minutes this year, and we're going to see how comfortable that they are in Steve Kerr's system. Now, look, guys, the vets, they're going to be the vets. Klay Thompson should be better another year removed from his ACL injury. He had his ups and downs in the playoffs, but overall was pretty solid. Draymond Green is a vet who's been battle-tested. We know what he brings in terms of the defense and the rebounding. There are a lot of questions about his offense, which has been declining a ton over the past couple of years, and you have to start wondering, how are you able to play him, particularly in the playoffs, not necessarily regular season, when he can be an offensive liability on the floor? And then we get to Steph Curry. He's a year older. We saw how great he looked in the playoffs. We saw how fantastic he looked, particularly in the finals. But he's getting older. He can no longer carry the load. And this is why you're going to need the young guys to step up, particularly offensively, off the bench. So what it comes down for me with the Golden State Warriors is, look, I still think this is a good team. I still think this team has the heart of a champion. But there are a lot of question marks with the young guys. Are they going to be ready to fill these roles? is this team really going to go that hard? I keep bringing this up in the regular season. I think they're another team that's veteran tested, battle tested. They've been to the mountaintop. They've won multiple championships. I don't see them going that hard in the regular season. I don't see the Warriors as a 50-win team during the regular season anymore. Could I see them around 48, 49? Sure. That ain't 52 and a half. That ain't over. That's the under there, folks. And I'm taking the under with the Warriors for the simple fact that there's still a lot of question marks. I think still think it's going to take time for these young players to get adjusted and acclimated to Steve Kerr's system and learning what he wants them to do. And I think the vets are going to pace themselves and make sure that they are ready and healthy for the playoffs. With that being said, give me the Golden State Warriors under 52 and a half wins for the 2022-2023 season. As always, let me know what you think. You can agree, disagree. We can agree to disagree. Until next time on NBA Exchange, peace.